Mark Mullins is a man who, like you probably, has faced some sizable challenges in life. He speaks persuasively about finding peace with God, listening to a Billy Graham message with his mother.
I also came to faith through a Billy Graham crusade. 58 years old now, I was 13 years old, living in Columbus, Georgia. Dad was in the Army and was away, and I decided to stay in on a hot August day and listen to Billy Graham, kind of to stay out of the heat, but also to please Mom, who was listening to the crusade, and was, at the age of 13, absolutely thunderstruck by what I heard. For the very first time, came to a realization that I was a sinner in need of a Savior, and Billy Graham helped to lead me.
That life-changing realization is one that has been reinforced by Mr. Graham many times in Mark's life, and Mark is struck by the consistency of the gospel message.
Every message I ever heard Billy preach, he preached John 3:16 and demonstrated the love of Jesus Christ for the world and for me personally. I'm here because of what happened to me at the age of 13, how I've followed his career, and what Jesus has done in my life as a result of it.
Mark speaks very warmly about the role his mother played in his coming to Christ in the first place.
That is central to the reason why I'm a Christian today. My mother reading the scriptures aloud, praying aloud, and she's shared with me, she's now just about 82 years old, and has shared with me that not a day passes that she doesn't pray for her boys. And how it has shaped and affected my life. Only eternity will tell me for sure, but I know in my heart that that is one of the driving forces that keeps me faithful, protects me in my Christian walk, and has empowered me.
Among the challenges mentioned earlier, Mark has had to deal with some serious debilitating health issues, problems that might have done in someone who isn't so consistently lifted up by a relationship with Jesus.
I'm a disabled veteran. That is as a consequence of a gradual onset of diabetic neuropathy, osteoarthritis, degenerative disc disease. I have a real long list of those things. And so have learned to, on a day-by-day basis, to rely more and more on the grace, the peace that God gives, and the strength to make it through in a life that is characterized by continual pain.
It's indeed a daily struggle, but it's one that he wins every day. And for Mark, it's also a daily reminder of the blessings that God gives again and again.
What I do have is an absolute confirmation that the God of this universe helps you through your daily needs, even for somebody who lives with chronic pain and is disabled as a result of that.
And because of God's love and empowerment, which Mark feels every day, his journey in life is one that contains more energy and excitement than many would think possible.
It's all about the plan of salvation. It's all about the truth and the reliability and the historical veracity of God's Word. That's the foundation. That's the bedrock. Now, we add on that what Jesus has done in my life. I'm able to run through life, figuratively, I don't run at all anymore, can't do that. But I'm able to run the race today because I know what the scriptures have to say to me is absolute truth. And I can verify it by how faithful God has been and what he's done for me.
I'm Mike McLean.